College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We'll give you an update on the Madison, Wisconsin school shooter, allegedly Natalie Rupnow, who's now deceased, in what to, you know, really what she was interested in, intrigued by, leading up to this awful, awful tragedy. And also on the UnitedHealthcare CEO front, we talk about deranged individuals. We gave you that stat, one of these polls that found 41% of under 30 Americans, 30 years old, that is, say that this was acceptable to kill somebody, to murder somebody in cold blood. Where do you hear a card game that is being launched by a socialist company? You talk about deranged. I hope that the authorities take this very seriously, and I want these people tracked down like they walked into the Capitol on January 6th, okay? And we're going to just hunt down people for reasons that really don't matter. Let's take all of these threats seriously before it's too late and another CEO gets whacked in cold blood, all because somebody can't stand the system where they hate capitalism. So we'll get to that story coming up. But let's get some of the news. Time for a Dawn Stensland, a Big Three at 9:04.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Big Three, sponsored by Spring Dance Hot Tubs this morning. Number one, well, I'll begin with Trump, because there's a lot about Trump today. He has, about you, Mr. President. Here it is. He's suing the Des Moines Register newspaper. A lot of reaction to this morning. Free speech advocates are speaking out, saying this is bad for free speech. Why is he suing the Des Moines Register newspaper and its former pollster and its owner company, parent company, Gannett, and the former pollster, J. Ann Selzer, and her polling firm, which was at one point hailed as the most respected
a gold
in the
standard.
Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so much. So, fake gold. So, the poll was bad. We all know that it was bad. And so, it caused quite a stir. And we all talked about it at the time.
Yep.
And
what are the grounds, by the way? I'm just curious. What are the grounds that, like...
those who don't remember...
It was a bad poll.
This was, what, 47-44? She had Harris plus 3 in Iowa, I believe.
Yeah.
3.4 percentage points in, Republican-leaning Iowa. And everybody was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Trump ended up winning Iowa by, 13 points.
Yes, 13 and this is points, obviously fresh off of the ABC suit against Slopidopoulos.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was settled.
Yep.
Snuffleupagus.
So, he did talk about this and ran down. He said that he felt that he is obligated to do this, and I think it's his way of making them accountable. As for the pollster, by the way, right after the election, she quietly stepped down and said she was, doing other things.
I mean, I totally get why you would go after a media outlet like ABC, when Stephanopoulos is, basically saying rape when it was sexual abuse. And, we did a big take on that on Monday, obviously. And I get the CBS suit with the editing of the Kamala. Well, like to what Greg was saying, though, I've seen the headline, but I haven't read the full story. What grounds can you sue a polling company for an inaccurate sample size? That's my question.
I think what his point is, and I think I'm not defending it or trying to not rationalizing it, and that I agree. But Seltzer was on mainstream media and leaking some of these, it's leaking the idea that the Iowa race was close for a while before she released that final poll. I think Trump walks you through it and says, he had her up, he had him up by 10 points, and then she had him up by 4 points, and then she had him down by 3. And I think what his goal here is to prove that this wasn't quote unquote a bad poll, in that it was something that happened on accident. I think what his point is that there was a narrative that she was trying to construct, mm-hmm. and that's why she was out there talking about it into in the mainstream media and not just saying here's what I found, but essentially basically saying here's what I'm cooking. And I think that's what he's trying to do. That's, I don't know how he's going to prove it. I don't know what he's got. Yeah.
That's going to be hard to prove.
But I don't think he'll win.
Very hard to prove.
And he probably knows that, but it's about exposing what he believes the motive was behind it.
And how do you expose that?
Right.
So the only way that they can force the records is by this lawsuit. And that's, in my humble opinion, that's the bottom line on why they're doing this. Right? Because now you've got a lawsuit. So as a matter of course,
they have to show the books.
The judge immediately orders them, do not destroy anything.
Yep.
Everything's evidence. We want the emails. We want all of it as part of discovery. We want all of this. Mm. And so now you get a peek underneath. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Could just expose the whole
polling industry. Yeah. God knows we've spent way too much time talking about polls leading up to elections. This could be a fascinating discovery as we see what
it could
show us the ingredients to the sauce.
Well, because what else might you find when you get access to all of that because you file, you know, subpoena after subpoena?
Well, that's the thing. Like we've all said, and Sean, I don't know if you've waited on this. Do you guys know anybody who's ever been polled?
No.
I've been polled several times.
Have you really?
Have you?
Yeah, I have been polled several times. Okay. When I lived in New York, I was polled. And
did you get tipped?
They're long polls, man. They you're on the phone for like 15 minutes.
Ugh,
it's
really?
Not just who you're voting for. It's who you're voting for. And then issues. And then, you know, if so-and-so was in favor of this, would you vote? And if, it, like, they're long things,
God.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Did they call your cell phone or a landline? Like
they call my cell phone.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, in the 2022 cycle in New York, there were a lot. I got a lot of text polls, right? Yeah. So they would text me and then say, who are you voting for? This. And it would be 10 or 15 responses. And I got called a few times on landline and I got called a few times on my cell phone. You know, and it might have just been that I was a high propensity voter. I'd never missed any election. Voting in everything, right?
Shocking.
Yeah. You know, that's probably why.
Now, were these any notable pollsters or ones that we
Emerson,
cite on the show? Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well,
so
there goes my theory.
You know, when people, I've heard it a billion times. Like, have you ever heard anyone's polled? I'm like, I've been polled.
Wow. Yeah.
You know. Yeah,
so but they do exist.
We all got those texts, especially leading up to the election, of like, click here for this. Like,
But they were fundraising.
Yes.
Yeah, I delete and block them.
And
right away.
I would never respond to any of them because you don't know how many of them are phishing scams.
You don't even
either.
Respond to my texts.
That's true.
Yeah, much less a pollster.
That's true.
By the way, there's a pending libel lawsuit.
I'm busy.
Pending libel lawsuit that Trump has, his attorneys have, against the Pulitzer Prize Board over a statement the board made when it reaffirmed its decision to award those prizes to the New York Times and the Washington Post back in 2018 for their coverage of Russia, and the 2016 Trump campaign.
Oh.
So that libel lawsuit, that continues as well.
Man, it's lawsuit city all of a sudden. He's just emptying a clip here in the courts.
Man. Yeah. Again, nice. Accountability.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Electoral College, President-elect Donald Trump has received enough electoral votes to officially clinch the presidency. Major milestone he reached when Texas electors awarded him the state's 40 electoral votes.
Has CNN called the race yet?
That's a good one. Number three, we've talked about other health news of the day. We actually, Nick's Big Take started the date talking about that.
Yeah, psychos and fatsos.
What about the band on your smartwatch? Saw a headline here.
Oh, no. Tell me it's going
to
give me
the
cancer.
The band, yes, may contain chemicals that scientists have linked to fertility problems and even cancer.
Uh-oh.
A new
That's
study
what the drones
says.
Are sniffing.
Sniff.
It's a smartwatch sniffer.
Sniffer. It's perfluorooctanol. And polyfluoroalkyl substances, they're the PFAs.
That's the little rubber plastic that's the Apple Watch, smart Fitbit.
Mm-hmm. And they're also used in the manufacturing of everything from fabric to nonstick pans to cosmetics.
Wow.
And these are not good, the PFAs. And remember, they talk about these getting into our water system. Now they're saying that, you know, if you wear that watch and you're sweating, you're going about your day, it starts to break down a little bit, those little particles, do they get into your system?
Yeah. Yeah, keep tracking your steps, smarty pants. Okay.
Yeah. So the smartwatches might not be so smart.
I'm going to continue to wear it. I don't care what any of you
say. Yeah, I think you're probably going to be okay. Yeah.
Well, just, I guess it makes the case to, if it starts to break down or get nasty, get a new one.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes I get, like, the red mark, like, right there on my...
That's a sign. Yeah,
well, it's because you're wearing it too tight.
It's a... Either that or the plastic, I'm not... You know, my skin doesn't react well to it.
Yeah. Are you a tight watch guy or a loose watch guy?
Well, with this, I want to wear it a little tighter because it you know, measures heart rate, breathing, and all that good stuff.
Right.
You know. Yeah, 21% of American adults, 35% of people in the UK use the UK are smartwatch wearers like Greg Stock.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know how many steps I take. How well I slept.
Yeah.
Information.
How many brands you branded.
How many brands I brand.
Did you sleep good last night?
Let me look at my score.
Yeah, with the watch side.
What was your score?
I want to know more about you, Greg.
I got an 81 last night.
Out of 100?
6 hours and
54. That's a C.
6 hours and 54.
No, we've established on
81 that. 81 is a B.
That's a B.
Thank you,
B.
Thank you, Sean.
It's a B.
We had this.
81's a B minus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
C plus.
Yeah.
It's on the cusp.
6 hours and 54 minutes.
Dawn's always grading on a curve.
On a curve.
Never.
That's DEI. That's the DEI. You know what they've done, right, with the grading now?
Yeah.
A lot of schools, they don't do failing anymore. They say that the student is just
a loser.
Yeah. I am so glad you brought this up. My daughters are going through this in fifth grade right now.
In
Tennessee, they got letters and number grades. They'd get a 78. Yeah. They'd get a B+. Here in Bluebell, it's meeting expectations. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, and they can't give the kid the 4 out of 4 until the end of the year because they, quote, haven't gone through the entire curriculum. So my daughters are all A's and B's, but they only can get a 3 out of 4 meeting expectations. We did the whole parent-teacher thing back around like a week before Thanksgiving. And I was like, are you serious
now? That is so lame.
That's lame.
Wissahickon School District.
You're the one who wanted to move to the ritzy Bluebell. You know what I mean? This is what you get, Kale.
Yeah.
Should have stayed in Tennessee. Well, no, you shouldn't have. But
I should have came to Bucks County.
Bucks.
Heading over to Stalker's neighborhood.
Yeah, right? The forecast today, by the way, 55 degrees. Rain develops later in the day. Tomorrow, we're teed up for 45 degrees. Sunny skies. Friday for the big... families behind the badge, children's right fundraising event,
foundation block party. Yes, we'll
it's going to
be
fun.
Yep.
So it'll be mid 40s. The sun, you know, will be out when it's out.
Old City, man, it's like
fun.
They closed down that road there, Second Street, and it is all the bars that participate.
Awesome.
And you go bar hopping,
Front Street.
It's they have raffles, they have speeches by a lot. I mean, those speeches by the widows of the slain officers are just like if you don't cry, you have no heart.
Yeah, it makes you want to run through a brick wall.
Oh God, people always wonder why do you advocate for the death penalty and firing squad? It's because I know these widows and I know what they go through and I know these scumbags. Are the reason their husbands aren't there anymore. F them.
Yeah. You hear that, Larry Krasner? Sorry. Stalker's coming for the DA gig. You're out.
So we'll all self-medicate a little before those speeches, right?
Celebrate. We'll all be there. You should be there too. GregStalkerSucks.com.
It's a Friday night.
Have a drink with us.
Yeah.
Mountain, you know.
I'm not going to be on the air again until January 2nd.
I will. All right. Let me just say this, guys. I will, if you come up to me and tell me you're a listener, I'll buy you a drink. How about that?
Wow.
And then he'll put it on the Odyssey corporate website.
Well, I'll buy you a drink. I didn't say who was buying the drink. I said, I'm a capitalist and a corporate whore. I will. Odyssey would be more than happy to pay for your drinks.
Nice.
It's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
We are sponsored by Springdance Hot Tubs. 12 days of savings at Springdance Hot Tubs. From now until December 24th, Christmas Eve, you get up to $5,000 off hot tubs, up to $2,500 off saunas, which Greg Stocker wants.
Yes.
20% off water care for the first 20 customers. You sign up for their new auto ship program. auto shipping program. Only at Springdance Hot Tubs. You know I love my Springdance Hot Tub. Visit springdancehottubs.com. That's the big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 9 o'clock hour underway. It's brought to you by Warner Brothers. Let's wrap up with the last story of the day. I wanted to go through just two little elements here on two killings that are obviously have been headline newsworthy for now close to 2 weeks. We'll start with the most recent one, as there's a picture, and I believe, Phil, we have it if you want to throw it up. This is Natalie Rupnow, the 15-year-old, now deceased, alleged shooter at the Madison, Wisconsin Christian School that took the lives of teachers and students and injured many others. This is her at the range. And apparently she has an obsession, or had an obsession, and was wearing shirts with a lot of Columbine references linking to that shooting from, God, this has to be what's Columbine, 25 years ago?
1999.
Yeah. And it's just an awful, awful thing. And it's this weird obsession. And look, I go down rabbit holes. I'm not going to lie. I like to watch theories and videos and read about things on 9/11 and things like that. The only difference is I don't get to the point where I try to advertise for the endorsement of killers and then act it out in real life. There's a difference between being fascinated by and having an inquisitive nature behind things that still remain murky or unsolved. But this is disturbing. And then we go to the Brian Thompson murder, where the United Healthcare CEO, as we know, allegedly killed by Luigi Mangione. And now this group called Comrade Workwear, which is this socialist company, has launched a card game. I'm reading this from Newsweek. It was also in the New York Post. They've launched a card game in which each card shines a spotlight on a different titan of greed, complete with QR codes linked to a dedicated web page, which exposes, quote, their dirtiest deeds. Now, just to explain how this card game works, obviously, if you've ever seen a deck of cards, you have hearts, you have spades, you have clubs, and you have diamonds. So they've broken it down. This is how sick these individuals are, where they've placed the CEOs into four different categories: hearts, spades, clubs, and diamonds. Now, the CEOs in the hearts category are the CEOs of real estate companies, retail, and healthcare companies, exploiting care and connection to put profits over people. The spades work in weapons, oil, and pharmaceuticals, profiting from destruction, war, and illness. The clubs category work in chemicals, agriculture, and logistics, grinding the planet and its people into submission. And the diamonds category work in finance, tech, and media, hoarding wealth and controlling the narrative to maintain power. This is a company that should be immediately, and I am not for the government overstepping bounds and infringing upon people's rights, trust me. But when you have a group led by a socialist company that is basically putting out a most wanted deck of 52 cards for CEOs across the ecosphere of corporate America and maybe even beyond globally, that, I mean, you know, there's going to be somebody out there sick and demented like Luigi or like our girl in Wisconsin that takes this stuff beyond being pissed off and then acts upon it. I don't know about, you know, what you guys think if this, I mean, when I hear that 73-year-old grandmothers are being arrested 4 years later, or somebody that did absolutely nothing wrong on January 6th other than walking into a building being, mm-hmm. quote, hunted down, how about we reallocate some federal resources to track down these people and just make sure that this is nothing more than a stupid game and not something that a human being a little uncorked in the head is going to act upon? Is that? Do you think that's overreach? I don't think it is. I just wanted to get your thoughts, Sean and Dawn. Sean, if you want to go first.
I miss the days when we had decks of cards for like terrorists we wanted to catch. Remember that?
And that's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me. That was cool,
right?
This is not cool. This is
Bin Laden scary. Was the ace of spades, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was. This is nuts. And you're right. You know what? If we could track down the J6 people, and by the way, how ironic, speaking of the J6ers, how ironic is it that Liz Cheney violated 18 U.S. Code Section 1512, right, which is the obstructing, or they're saying she did, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but they're saying she did. How ironic that that was the charge that made life hell for J6ers. It was the one that led to Matthew Perna taking his life, you know, that she may actually be legitimately guilty with that witness tampering thing. But this card game, this is not a game. This is not, we can't treat human life. I don't care if you don't like the CEO of a company. The way to fix that situation, if it's a healthcare issue, if it's the, you know, an environmental, you don't kill the CEO.
Right.
It's not a game. We got a lot of problems in society right now if we're lionizing a guy who shot another dude in the back.
You know what's amazing?
I mean, think about it.
It took October 7th, 2023 to kind of flush out all the anti-Semitism in this country.
Yeah.
And now the slaying of Brian Thompson has opened up the floodgate where respondents in a poll to the tune of 41% are of the belief that this guy walking out of a hotel in Midtown Manhattan at 6 a.m. and getting executed in the back was an acceptable form of punishment for corporate greed and selling off stock.
That's sick.
And
sick.
It's amazing too. And Dawn, I want to get your thoughts on this. I was listening to Rich a couple of nights ago, and he had a caller that called in and was basically saying that this guy didn't deserve to die because he's not the one specifically that rejects the healthcare claims, but it's those people that make $50,000-$60,000 a year that make that transaction decision. Those are the people that should be dealt with in this form or fashion. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't think anybody should be dealt with this.
No.
Whether you're a low-level functionaire or a biggity big, that's not how you're going to get changed to the system.
No, and there are so many ironies here because this, you know, the victim in this was advocating and was giving them a heads up in his own company saying, hey, we have a real PR problem. He was quoted as saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But tragically, you know, they keep saying he's the CEO. He's not the main big boss. He's not the owner, and he works for one division. You know what I'm saying? So it almost just feels like a mentally ill person tracked down an American businessman because he wanted to take somebody out and go out with a bang. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what I see here.
Yep.
It's you know, and so anybody who subscribes to this and says, oh, well, you know, we have to give these CEOs a message. Really? Because what do you do for a living? You could be next on some crazy person's hit list.
Yeah.
That's just not the way to be.
Right. Where do we draw the line? Well, I got screwed over at a job and a promotion, so I took it out on the CEO. Well, that's not going to change any of these systems. So I think it's just awful. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Warner Brothers. The college football playoff is here, and you don't want to miss a moment of the action. With the new 12-team format, it's guaranteed to be bigger and better than ever. The college football playoff, presented by Allstate, begins with 4 first-round games. One on Friday, December 20th, and then a triple-header on the 21st. That is Saturday on ESPN, ABC, TNT, and Max. We will come back. Cut Sheet Part 2, today in music history, the morning mystery movie clip, and what's on tap for the Dawn Show, all still ahead. But here's what's on tap for you if you want internet and privacy security and service, and you want to feel safe, 30-day free trial. Can I say that again? 30 days. Who doesn't like a month for free? DuckDuckGo.com/1210. That's where you get your 30-day free trial for their new subscription service, 3-in-1 Privacy Pro Package. And then after that 30-day free trial, you're going to feel safe. You're going to feel secure. A lot of your personal information will be removed. Identity theft has been restored if you're the victim of that. And of course, you can take that secure VPN anywhere you go. And after that, it's just $9.99 per month. I think $10 a month is worth it to protect all of your intellectual property, your personal information. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Personally, for me, over 50 items on the internet, and after a few weeks, it was down to like 6. I couldn't believe it. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. It's more than just an app. It's more than just a browser. It is your identity, and that is worth preserving. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Let's see what he's got left over one last time for 2024.
What's on the cut sheet?
I do. So I'm sorry I waited so long to get to this, but
you've been sitting on this since Thanksgiving.
This has been, I don't know if you guys saw the interaction or the grilling yesterday that U.S. Senator Josh Hawley got into with the NCAA Association President Charlie Baker. This was over transgender athletes competing in sports.
Yeah, it was a big deal yesterday. I think John Kennedy that was there from Louisiana.
Yep. So this hearing was supposed to be on legalized sports gambling and the effects it's had since since most states have gone legal with this.
Right.
And Josh Hawley used his entire 6 minutes to talk about transgender athletes competing in sports.
Yeah. He said, you know what? I'll let Stocker have his FanDuel reads, and I'm going to focus on something else.
Yeah. By the way, look, you don't have to partake, but I love legalized sports gambling. Again, you don't have to partake. You may not like it. I love it. I think it's a great boon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play some of Josh Hawley here, Phil.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Baker, if I could just start with you, I confess I didn't understand your answer to Senator Kennedy's question about the safety of women in the sports of the NCAA overseas. Did you say the federal law requires the NCAA to permit biological men to play in women's sports?
No, I said there have been 5 cases in federal court in the past 18 months.
And okay, because I thought you told him that
federal judges sided with participation.
The reason the NCAA couldn't take a position on this, in fact, you have taken a position on it, you're affirmatively permitting biological men in women's sports. But you said to him it's because of federal law. There's no federal law that requires it, right? The relevant federal law is Title IX, is it not? You're familiar with Title IX.
If guidance on this issue from Title IX or guidance with respect to discrimination law would be
Title IX is already the law. Title IX says
federal judges have
it's
ruled
20 U.S.C. Section 1681A. By the way, let's just dispense with that canard. No federal court has ordered the NCAA to include biological men in women's sports, right?
Actually,
there's not a single case that has ordered the NCAA to do so, correct?
That's pretty much what they decided in the
Senate. No, don't say pretty much. This is, we're talking about the law here.
Yes,
and
I know.
And you actively dissembled to Senator Kennedy just a second ago. It's not true that the NCAA has been ordered by any court, number one. It's not true that federal law requires you to include biological males. In fact, Title IX explicitly says no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be denied the benefits of any educational program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. You are in court at this moment arguing that Title IX doesn't apply to the NCAA, which is astounding to me given the amount of money, federal money, the NCAA gets. But let me just ask you this. A total of 5 teams, 5 women's volleyball teams, Wyoming, Southern Utah, Utah State, Nevada, and Boise State all had to forfeit 7 games in their conference play, NCAA conference play this past year, women's teams, because a biological male under your rules was playing on a rival's team. How is that not denying them the benefits of the sport? Why is this fair to women?
And when that issue went to federal court, the judge sided with participation.
No, the NCAA did not go to court.
No,
that is not true.
The federal judge made the decision with respect to the issue you just raised.
Your rules have not been tried in federal court, and your rules explicitly permit biological males in women's sports. And I am asking you, why is that fair to the women?
There you go.
It's not fair to the women, and I do think we are going to eventually get to the point where this is going to have to be evaluated, specifically within the NCAA framework. I don't know if this has to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Wouldn't be surprised if it does. But Charlie Baker's been a weasel for a long time. Anybody that pays attention to college athletics knows that he's another empty suit. And I'm glad that Hawley and others took him to task yesterday. I don't know how they got off. I don't know what caused the veer off, because it was about legalized. The whole concept of the day was legalized sports betting. And somehow it turned into the, you know, the whole Title IX nonsense.
Good.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder, and maybe this is where it was, maybe it isn't. I wonder if it veered off and said, well, is it fair to allow people to bet on sports when there are males competing against females?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. And I
don't know if that's how it was, but the whole San Jose
volleyball. Yeah.
Well, you know, is it, you know, like, is William Thomas in a swimming pool, you know, getting the same odds that an actual biological female would get? I don't know.
Stalker's going to have to pull up the FanDuel app and see what the odds are.
That's it.
Well, and remember, too, with the San Jose State story, once these schools were forfeiting and taking a stand saying, no, we're not going to play, I'm not going to send out my girls to compete against a guy, the media and the schools that have the transgender athletes then tried to shame the coaches and the players of biological females and ridicule them.
Yep.
No. Just outrageous. This is one of the, you know, it's amazing because I have no problem talking about it because I think it's fascinating. But it's wild that this is such a controversial subject.
Yep.
When you look at, like, if you just view it from a common sense prism, you realize we've created sports for the different genders. The fact that this continues to linger on is astounding with where we are in American society and our political system.
What are you going to say, Don?
And no, just thank God to Riley Gaines, you know, and so many of the women who were really bullied at, you know, and they felt like nobody supported them. And she had tweeted out or X'd out, why don't you go to Amazon and buy a spine online and take a stand?
Oh,
and that was a quote. I believe that's what Senator John Kennedy, who we, like, we love, quoting him, but it was to NCAA President Charlie Baker, and she wrote, Senator Kennedy never misses.
Help me understand this.
But I think that's it. It's the truth, and we've seen, you know, catastrophic injuries by the, especially the volleyball, you know, player who, I mean, suffered. She was out for 30 minutes. I mean, I have a son who plays football, hardest hit, hits by huge guys. Yep. And I've never seen any guys in football get hit and they're out at that level for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. How about the boxing thing in the Olympics?
Yeah, you remember that?
I mean, they're traumatic brain injuries.
We forget about that, about how, like, this dude was pummeling women
This was in the summer.
Just like, you know what? Forget it. Yeah. I'm done. Like, forget this. Like, I'm not risking this.
Yes.
For this dude who wants to beat up women.
I remember tweeting about that in the summer. This was right in the beginning of August. I was at Music Fest when I saw the video, and then my replies and my mentions are blowing up. Oh, so you're a bigot? And I'm like, no, I just don't believe dudes should be able to punch chicks in the face.
Yeah.
If you can't get down with my line of thinking, it's probably a you problem.
Well, the NHL did this trans hockey league where, like, men and women could play in the same thing. And if you're all, you know, trans and a biological male player, it was a simple hip check. Like, you know, if you watch an NHL game, you see this happen all the time. Sent a biological female player into the boards. Mm-hmm. And she was out on the ice for 10 or 20 minutes or something with a concussion. I mean, it's a safety. It's not a bigotry thing.
Yeah.
It's a safety thing.
You know, it really is, too. And this is why I think it's such a fad at this point and a trend. It is so regional as well, right? All the trans stories that we hear, they either come from the West Coast or the East Coast. You never hear trans stories from the Dakotas or in the South. Like, why is
we're merging
that?
Them.
Merging. Great Dakota.
Greater Dakota. And it's largely dudes that want to become women. It's not women trying to become men.
Yep.
I don't know of many stories where women try to become men and then play men's sports.
No, it's just the men are trying to become women. They're not good enough to compete against other dudes, so they got to get their fix in, you know? And it's honestly, and I hate using this word, but I think it applies. It's predatory.
It is.
And then when you look at, you know, when you look at the bathroom issue, again, it's not that I want to make life difficult for someone like Sarah McBride or whatever the person's name. It's not, that's not the point. The point is, if you're someone who owns chickens, right? If a fox walked up to you and started acting like a chicken, you wouldn't put the fox in the hen house,
yep,
right? You wind up with dead hens that way.
Yep.
You don't give a predator easier access to the prey. And
yeah.
And I'm not saying, again, some people, then people will go from 0 to 60. Well, you're saying all trans people are predators. No. What I'm saying is, if you're going to remove the requirement that you must be a biological female to enter the female restroom, a bad actor will exploit that for 100%. Personal gain. Yeah,
100%.
That's the point.
And no guy, at least that I know of, cares if a female goes into a male restroom. It has nothing to do with that.
I don't care.
It has.
I don't care. I've seen it happen a million times at concerts.
Yes, 100. Exactly.
I relish it.
All the time. women coming into men's bathrooms, nobody cares. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, like, you know, women get attacked, women get raped, women get like this is, I'm old school. I want to protect women. So like, why are we allowing dudes into a women's restroom? That should not be allowed ever.
It's always the mediocre to average male athlete that transitions to become a female. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In 2001, when I realized that I was not going to get a scholarship to play college football, you know what my dad said to me? Mm-mm. He didn't say you should become a woman. He said, Nick, it's probably time to start focusing on your academics.
And if you don't, here's five across the eye.
That's right.
All right, we have to
break. The old school way.
We have to break.
Back after this.
Dawn, talk to us about Piazza.
Yes, Dawn. Tell us a little something about the car industry.
Well-oiled
machine this morning.
Yeah. You know, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest in luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have such sleek new designs, innovative features, powered by the very latest in technology. And with thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships, Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out and technically fits under the Christmas tree. Visit PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
He's back from Jacksonville. Woo-hoo! Fresh off a rare Jets win.
Very rare.
And he's ready to go with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, December 18th, we celebrate the birthdays of Elliot Easton from The Cars, who's 71, and Keith Richards from the greatest band of all time, The Rolling Stones, who's now 81. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Bobby Keys and Sam Andrew from Big Brother and The Holding Company. Singles include As Tears Go by The Rolling Stones in 65, and Big Jack by AC/DC in 2008. Album include McCartney 3 by Paul McCartney in 2020. Tell Me I'm Pretty by Cage the Elephant in 2015. And Not of This Earth by Joe Satriani in 1986. Also in 83, Iron Maiden played the Dortmund Festival in Germany. In 2004, a guitar played by George Harrison and John Lennon sold at auction for $570,000. In 82, Man Eater by Hall & Oates is atop the singles chart. In 71, T-Rex is atop the album chart. In 44, Frank Sinatra landed his first big acting role when he played himself in the movie Higher and Higher. And in 61, Sam Cooke recorded Twistin' the Night Away. But lastly, in 65, Jefferson Airplane held their first recording session where they recorded their first single, It's No Secret. For Kale and Company, I'm Bill Hopkins.
There he is, back live in studio.
Yep.
All right, let's find out what is on tap for the Dawn Show in just about 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
Dawn?
Yeah, we have a lot of Trump news today. We're going to update you on Philadelphia news. Council member Mark Squillo will join me in the 11 o'clock hour. A special guest and just a Merry Christmas special guest, I'll say that,
nice.
Coming up at 10:15. A lovely lady that you'll love to hear from again.
Okay. Sounds good. Dawn Show coming up top of the hour. Sean Farish, what do you say we do this again tomorrow, sir?
Oh, I say this is a great idea. Let's do it.
What time, by the way, what time do you set your alarm for a 5 a.m. show start in Central Time, Tennessee?
It's usually a 3:30 a.m. Ring, you
bless
know, 3:30 a.m. alarm.
That's
my alarm is obnoxious.
God bless you.
Ironically, my layover was in Nashville. So
is
actually,
that right?
So not only was I in Tennessee, but I was also in Florida. So I hit both Tony.
You could have went to
the Sean.
You could have went to Farish's house and said, "Today."
Wait, hang on, Mr. President has something to say about the Nashville airport.
Oh,
the Nashville airport is actually—it's absolutely tremendous. It's a beautiful airport, and we have the greatest scanners. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. It's tremendous. True story.
It is.
True story.
It's a great airport, actually. It really is.
It is.
$21 for a Bloody Mary, though. All right, that'll do it for us. Stalker is done until Thursday, January 2nd, so have a good holiday, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I know the show's in good hands. You guys are all capable, I guess.
The YouTube chat.
Capable enough.
I guess. The YouTube chat's going to miss you.
I know. Yeah. Actually, somebody said Sean should be the permanent, and then they should slowly phase me out. So,
That's not nice.
It's not nice, Sean. You're right. Absolutely.
Has a brand manager ever slowly phased themselves out?
It could happen. That's all I'm saying.
Not very inclusive.
I know. No, how dare you? Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Dawn is up in just a matter of moments.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.